Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please. Yes, Christine.
Is it too late for Russia?
Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. I can't control those people. They're out there. They're gone. It's too late. One of my people did something. It's me. Now they say I don't have to take the blame for this, but I don't live that way. They said deliver up your jar whose mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break his family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them your jar? Not on your life. No, I cannot live that way. I've lived for all, I'll die for all. What those people want to get done, what they get to do, will make our life worse than hell when they get through lying. I think there are so many lies between there and that truck that we are down here as far as any other alternative.
Well, I said let's make airlift to Russia. I don't think nothing is impossible.
How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
No, they gave us the code that they'd let us know of an issue. Not us create an issue for them. They check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living this country. I've never seen people take the long and do in their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate and murder our children. It's not worth living like this. Not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives.
You know how many left?
20-odd. That's a small...
20-odd.
20-odd.
But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
The people here.
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think it'll go down.
You don't think it'll go down? I wish I could tell you you were right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, Debbie Blakey for the murder, of his mother, and he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. We had some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my faith.
Well, someday everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for a change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. I certainly don't want your life in my hands. I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. I'm standing with you, Jara. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. What I'm talking about now is in the dispensation of judgment. This is a revolutionary suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about we have no other road. I will take your call. We will put it to the Russians. And I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet.
Not that I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But I look at our babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree.
You know?
The more they deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
Have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I laid down my life practically. I practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. Not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you. A person's a fool who continues to say that you're a winner when you're losing. No plane is taking off. Suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody ought to know. Somebody. And they talk and they not talk to San Francisco. See, the stone does not get by with this infamy. This infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. To have us destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated. We let them, the enemy, defeat us.
We win when we go down. Tombstone has nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Then he'll destroy himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator, I'm speaking as a prophet today. I wouldn't step in this deep talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. If there's any way to call back, the immense amount of damage is going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. You can't either, Christine, if you stop to think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think as an individual, I have a right to...
You do? I'm listening.
What I think, what I feel. And I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
That's what 20 people said today with their lives.
I think I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking it from you. I'm not taking it from you. Christine,
you're only standing here because he was here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
You'll regret it if you don't die. You'll regret it.
Too many people?
I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, I was a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are. And the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world.